Right now, we only have a few short minutes because there was so much news this morning. It is time for Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Hey, Marsh. I almost thought you forgot me.
Well, no, we don't forget. We never forget.
We had an accident. We had a car accident in New York. We had a suicide in New York. The news was just very depressing this morning.
Yeah. Very grim.
Yeah. Very grim. But.
But, okay. Onward and upward. It's not much anyway. It's the doldrums of summer, so not too much going on. But we had a busy weekend with the Cornwall rummage sale, which is incredible. And then, of course, the start of Canaan Days and parties, chore party, library party in Canaan. So festivities.
Railroad Days runs all this week, and then it wraps up, of course, I do believe on Sunday with the race, right?
Right, and you and I always huddle at the parade.
Yep, the Fireman's Parade.
Fireman's Parade at 6 o'clock on Saturday.
I've been invited to, once again, MC that parade Saturday evening.
Yes, so, that's our yearly meet.
And he doesn't actually have a wheelchair this year.
I know.
I didn't
have
a wheelchair last
year.
No,
I know, but he didn't.
But I did hobble up that ramp.
But the memory of you being hoisted is
still
green in our memory.
It wasn't the hoisting going up. It was the hoisting coming down.
What's the opposite of hoist? Lowering.
Yes.
But we were a busy weekend this weekend, though.
Yes. Well, we have some things during the week. We have a town meeting in Sharon on Thursday to talk about ordinances. A history talk at the town hall in Sharon on Friday. Going to have the curator from the Norman Rockwell Museum, who's from Sharon, talk about that. And then, of course, busy weekend with Canaan Railroad Days and all kinds of things going on Saturday. Also on Saturday, the Cornwall Library is hosting a talk about comics and Superman. So that should be fun.
And the Jane Lloyd Fund on Saturday from 2 until 8 p.m.
Right, the clam bake up at the ski jumps.
And if the tickets are all sold out at $55 for the clam bake, you can still go. There's no admission. You can buy hot dogs, hamburgers, and refreshments, and that all goes to benefit the Jane Lloyd Fund.
Great.
You just won't get the lobsters.
Oh, yes. Well, some people would prefer a hot dog.
That's exactly right. That's why they do it that way.
Yes. And then, we, of course, we go into the following week, which is the last week of the month, which is really dry. So the weather may be wet, but we'll be kind of dry.
And on Sunday afternoon at the Sharon Ball Field, the Sunday of the Country Food Drive is honoring Mascar Dave, his wife, and their mother. They're having a big party that everybody's invited to.
Glad you reminded me of
that. To thank Dave for all his years of service on Sunday, and it's going to be at the ball field, and it's going to be a blast. Mac and Rose is going to be catering it, and it's to honor, really, a man. Think about this. We formed the Sunday in the Country Food Drive with Bob Chatfield years ago. That Sunday in the Country Food Drive has raised almost, now get this, $700,000 to feed people in its existence.
Unbelievable. All on their own time. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I did hear about that. I was so pleased to hear that they're doing that. So please, people, come out and cheer them on. They deserve it.
All right. Ruth.
Okay, guys. Abbreviated, but still good.
Always. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you. Okay. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein, the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio, rep-am.com, to find the Republican American on the web.